What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 90. That's 90 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we are going to be talking about Lotus and their brand new all-electric hypercar, the Avija. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. Everybody, this is just something I'm so extremely excited and I'm so happy about because Lotus is finally making a comeback. They're finally back in the game. Not too long ago, Lotus was backed by a company called Geely, and if you're not sure who they are, they're a Chinese company that also owns Volvo, and they've now backed Lotus, giving them the financial support they need in order to make a proper comeback and to get their head back in the game. Lotus decided to make an all-electric hypercar that is just I can't even express how insane and how crazy this car is. Just to tell you, as you guys know, I like to do, I actually have a statement from Lotus, a CEO, actually, Phil Popham. He said earlier on this year, I actually wrote an article about it prior to, the Type 130, which is what the Avija was called back at that time, will be the most dynamically accomplished Lotus in our history. It marks a turning point for our brand and is a showcase of what we are capable of and what is to come from Lotus. This will also be the world's first fully all-electric hypercar from the UK. Just kind of applause all around. All around. I mean, you just look at this car, you can see how crazy it is. And I don't know if you guys aren't checking out the YouTube channel, go ahead and check out this episode, because you can see I'm literally smiling this whole time. Is I feel like Lotus is a company that everyone always liked, but they just went through some financial times and some hardships and sales, but they're back in the game and they're coming out of the gate hot with a hypercar nonetheless that will blow your mind away. So let's just get into some of these facts. As we know, it is all electric, and it's one of the first all-electric hypercars ever to come out of the UK. It's got four electric motors that produce 1,973 horsepower, and that comes from a mid-mounted 2,000 kilowatt battery pack. This is a stock production car that has about a mere 2,000 horsepower. That is crazy. Its 0 to 60 time is under 3 seconds, which is to be expected. It has an estimated top speed of over 200, which is to be expected. The Avija only takes 6 seconds to get to 124 miles an hour and only 9 seconds to get to 186 miles per hour. It weighs a little bit more, which is to be expected because of all those batteries, and they're pretty powerful. They're very heavy. The car weighs in at 3,704 pounds. Has an approximate range on a full charge of 250, and on a full charge, to get from zero to a full charge using a 800 kilowatt charger, you can get there in only 9 minutes. There's a problem with that. Those don't really exist right now for people to buy. It's more of like an industrial type of thing. But for now, the time being, of a 350 kilowatt charger, you can get a 0 to an 80% charge in only 12 minutes, which is absolutely not bad enough. For 99.9% of people, that's going to be perfectly fine. The exterior of the car is the first Lotus ever to use a single-piece carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is huge because if you're making a car that has 1,973 horsepower, which God knows how much torque this thing is going to have, that thing needs to be one piece, not several pieces, because if that thing's several pieces, it's going to separate itself. I can only imagine how fast this is going to be when you actually get to drive in it. The exterior, of course, have all sorts of active aerodynamics going on. You're going to have active air vents, cooling ducts, front splitter, and rear diffuser, as well as an active rear spoiler, which, again, the car needs all these things so it can stay planted on the ground, because when it has that much horsepower and, again, that much instant torque because it's electric, that thing, if it had wings, will probably start taking off. The headlights on the Avija are actually pretty awesome as well, and they're rather special because it's the very first thing for any automotive manufacturer to do. They're using lasers to shine light, which is pretty impressive. I want to know what that looks like. In regards to the interior, Alcantara has been selected for the Avija, which is fine by me. I'm pretty sure everybody loves Alcantara, and it looks great, and it's a light material as well. But another cool thing is cameras take place for the exterior mirrors in the Avija, which means, just like the Honda E prototype and the McLaren Speedtail, funny to say those two cars in the same sentence, you're going to have screens, which represent the exterior mirrors of the car. Now, regarding technology, just things the car comes with, of course, you're going to have Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, which is pretty much where everyone's going. It's pretty much going to be a standard thing now. You have five different driving modes in the car. You're going to have range, city, tour, sport, and track, which from the looks of it, if I were to compare this to, say, Mercedes-Benz driving modes, it sounds like Eco, Comfort, Sport, Sport Plus, and Race is pretty much how I would put it. And that's just my own personal guess. I could be wrong, but it sounds pretty good. That's pretty much what it would be like. Range, City, Tour, Sport, and Track. Now, very lastly, only 130 of these bad boys are going to be made, and they're a pretty penny. 2,000 horsepower does not come cheap, my friend. They're estimated between $1.8 and $2.5 million, and that is based on specification. Production is going to begin for the Lotus Evija in 2020, but orders and deposits are currently being open and are taking place. So I don't know about you guys, but this is just amazing all around. Pats on the back all around for Lotus. Amazing car, amazing comeback. I'm glad to see they're back on their feet. And what I really want to see happen is if they can take the technology and the performance and the design and the aerodynamics from the Evija and trickle it down into their normal production cars. Who knows what kind of comeback they're really going to make when they start their more production cars, have the technology of the Avija. It's going to be amazing. But ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're excited about this as I am. That concludes everything. That's all we got for episode number 90. Don't forget to follow on Instagram. Don't forget to like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much. I really appreciate you stopping by. If you haven't checked out the YouTube channel yet, or if you're watching on YouTube right now, feel free to head over to the YouTube, The Car 5 Podcast, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Now, don't forget, if you guys are ever looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, sweatshirt, just any form of piece of merchandise from your favorite car company, go ahead and check out the link in the description, www.tog.com. It's your guys' go-to automotive resource for all legit, authentic brand merchandise from your favorite car companies. Now, last but not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 91. We're going to be talking about Nissan is upgrading the looks of their cars with a Skyline Q50, basically, is what they're calling it, which kind of looks like a GTR. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe. Have a fantastic evening. Thank you.